during session three, we'll be talking about outreach. In the past 2 days, we have been involved in various discussions, but based on traditional politics and international relations, and we have taken an analytical perspective. But in order to actually contribute, how to outreach is very crucial. And with this in mind, we'd like to proceed to the discussions of session three. Now, when we think about outreach, who is going to outreach to whom? This is a very crucial point that we need to think about. Normally, outreach, there is the person who enlightens and person who is enlightened. It's an enlightening process, but does that suffice? As was shown in the previous session, as Dr. Sugiono mentioned, local initiatives and capacity building are very important. And so as the direction of outreach, the reverse direction exists, and that is actually even more important. And PCS at Tufts, we teach graduate students of foreign countries, especially conflicting countries or post-conflict countries. So we want to help nurture future leaders of such countries. And so we extend a two-year educational program to these graduate students. So peace communication, we're trying to come up with a better communication skills and technology to these future leaders. But what is a little scary is that depending on how technology is used, Hitler also utilized technology and means quite effectively. So the students that we teach, we hope that they will proceed in a good direction. We are hopeful that they don't go in the bad direction and become dictators of their respective countries. But on the issue of outreach, when we think about this, especially in peace education and in emitting messages of peace, so how to outreach peace ideas, I think there are two approaches to this. First, the terminology of peace, especially in the Japan, representative pacifist country, peace has become a very politicized word, and for justice and whether war for just causes can be legitimized. In Japan, we talk about a person being right or to the left. So it's very distorted politics in which, under the framework of which peace is being used as a word. And this politicalization of peace, and if you introduce a political element in peace, we're going to lose a lot of followers in peace communication. And I think this is a big challenge for us. And the word of peace, this evangelical type of flavor that peace has. And I think we have to be skeptical to a certain extent. If you are too evangelical about it, we're going to lose followers, even in Japan. And so if we take a missionary type of approach where value is added in emanating the message of peace, we become religious or cultist. It's almost like you're trying to subscribe more followers and lead the faithful on blind faith. And of course, it may be linked to political ends and parties, which obviously we don't want. And this is a very complex process. So in this type of environment, we have to think about peace communication. And based on the challenges that I have described of our times, how are we going to implement outreach correctly? So that is the gist of what we're trying to do in session three. The speakers in session three are all practitioners. Well, there was a discussion, a sparring session between academicians and practitioners, I applauded on both sides, and I was thinking to myself, which side am I on after all? But the first speaker is Mr. Kawasaki of Peace Boat. And he needs no further introduction, because he has been leading a movement. It has become a social phenomena. And this group has a political color to it, actually. But how to think about peace? And how, in the area of international issues, there are, inevitably are political colorings to what has been said, but Mr. Kawasaki has taken up Article 4 of the Japanese Constitution. This, of course, in its political Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution, and he is basing his movement on this. And this, of course, Article 9 is recently again a topic of hot debate. But he has brought this to the fore, and he is actually in the field as a practitioner of promoting Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution. Mr. Kawasaki, please, the floor is yours.